Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad. Oh.
Guys, my friends are infuriating me lately, and it's because they jump into relationships like all eggs in one basket, ride or die, for somebody that didn't ask to be yours yet. What I tell them nonstop is you date as many men as you possibly can until that man makes it official and says, you are my girlfriend. Until he uses those words, stop. Mm-hmm. Stop doing that. Stop giving a guy every part of you. And some guys are like, oh, well, I don't really want anything. I want something casual and blah, blah, blah. And then they're like putting their all into this one guy. Like, you should be dating him and six other people until one of them fight long enough for you. And that you're like, oh, that's the one who won.
So your friends
think of it as gladiator.
Too?
Yeah, dating gladiator.
Wow.
I don't really understand this whole, like, I'm going to give a guy my everything. He did not make you his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And stop doing wifey shit for guys who are not making you their girl.
Whoa.
If you would like to unlock that level of relationship, pay the toll. Otherwise, we're not doing that.
So what you're essentially saying, because I have friends that do this too, and it's infuriating to watch, like, the first guy you talk to on a dating app, you stop.
Like, oh my God, he's so great.
You're not going back on the app. You're not going out. You deal with whatever he gives you whenever he gives it to you, and you hope for more. No.
Yeah, he really doesn't text me in a few days, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so then you should be texting 13 other people from now until then, until one of them does. And then you're like, oh, this is the one I like.
Yes. Bingo.
Do you go and open a crayon box and you're like, oh, I only like the red one, and then not play with any of the other crayons? Don't think so.
Let me tell you something.
Taste the rainbow, baby.
There is no man on the planet that meets a woman and goes, I'm going to stop talking to other girls.
No, he's talking to all of them. He could be talking to six of your friends.
They don't stop until you ask them to stop.
There needs to be boundaries.
Why are you not putting the same energy out there?
There needs to be boundaries. There needs to be, like, if he's like, hey, I'm not looking for anything, I just want to have casual relationships, and then you get mad because you're like, I think he may be hooking up with somebody else. You guys are not exclusive.
Right.
He literally is not lying to you. He told you what he wants. You're just too dumb to understand it.
It's infuriating to me.
And then don't do wifey things. Like, you should not be meeting their family or their sister, or like, oh, hey, come hang out with my sister, blah, blah, blah. Am I your girl? Am I your girlfriend? How are you introducing me? This is my friend, Nicole? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. This is my girlfriend or nothing. And that's it. Mm-hmm. Until he says those words, you talk to whoever the fuck you want to talk to. Because girls is play is too.
Because girls is play is too. That should be your motto when you're sitting there going, I think I met the one.
Yeah, first of all, stop doing that.
I met the one.
You don't know he's the one until you see how he chews food.
You don't know he's the one until you see his dick.
You don't know he's the one until you see how he takes care of his shower and his bathroom situation. Yeah.
All right, you win.
Yeah.
Because dudes are gross.
Dudes are disgusting. Mm-hmm. And if you walk into a guy's bathroom and it's filth and there's like buzzed hair in the sink, you're like, I can't live with this forever. Mm-hmm. And you can go ahead and clean up after them like their mother would, but they're not going to go change that for you. So you have to be okay with the way they live. That's why I'm a firm believer in living with somebody before you get engaged, because immediately no on that. If you don't know if you can live with somebody and coexist in a world together, I don't think there should be an engagement. I'm super not old school like that.
I feel like women don't understand, like, the pussy is power. Like, that's not just a phrase. That's real life.
No, that's real life. We literally hold all of the power until you, like a drunken idiot, give it up to them. Mm-hmm. Not the pussy, the power. Mm-hmm. When you give up the power to them, that's when they control it. And who controls the relationship is whoever cares less.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. Is in a relationship, the person who loves the most has the least control in the relationship. Unfortunately, that's how it is. And I think it should be like dating should be a game until you guys are in a relationship and you are no longer lying to each other. Up until that point, it should be a game. You should be doing all the rules, doing all the moves, doing all the plays.
Why are we not mirroring the man? Because the man seems to be always in control, right? We can do the same thing.
Let me explain. When I got out of my marriage and I was divorced and I thought it was disgusting how men were treating women, and I started treating men the way they treat women,
yes,
the way they clung to me, because they don't know how to be treated the way that they treat us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how. They fall in love real fast. They get attached real fast. And it's like, oh, this is why. Because I'm not showing you anything and you don't know how to fucking handle it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you're going to get really attached to me really quick. And
I therefore
had all the control in the relationship, in the quote relationship, even though I didn't want a relationship. And at some of them, I was straight up like, I don't even want anything. You don't even have to call me, blah, blah, blah. I kind of want you at my disposal.
Cause girls is players
and
too.
And they respond with like, no, I really want to date you. I want to be with you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, who asked you to do that? One guy was like, I'm in love with you. I'm like, ew. Why? Why would you do that? I thought we were good with, actually a few of them were like, I thought we were good with what we had. And he was like, no, I need to be in a relationship with you. Like, I love you. And I'm like, bye. Because I didn't want that. I didn't ask for that. You know why? Because I started treating men like a guy.
It's a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing. The thing is that a lot of women don't understand is that it's in our blood. The cat and mouse game is something that was built into us, like genetically. It's in our code.
Yeah.
You know, men don't want the girl that they can get. So They want to chase you. They want the game. You have to play the game. My friends are like, I'm 30 years old. I don't play games.
Well, bitch, that's why you're still here. Single.
That's why you're still here. You just want to take them out.
Yeah.
These girls
are trying to like divulge all this information. It's like a guy's like, hey, how was your day today? Blah, blah, blah. He's only asking because he's trying to get some. He does not give a fuck how your day was.
When a guy.
Stop giving him a list, a paragraph of how the fuck your day was. It was good. You? That's the answer. That's all they care about. They're just trying to start a conversation because their brains aren't expanded large enough to understand how to begin a conversation, if not to trick you and ask you like they give a fuck about your life. They don't care.
All right. We're going to reenact for you.
Okay. Let's go.
You're the man, okay?
Okay.
Ask me how my day was.
How was your day, babe? Oh, actually, sorry. The fuck boys are going to hit you with, good morning, beautiful. How was your day?
Oh my God. So I went to work and Sally was there and I couldn't believe it because she was looking at my shoes and
I already stopped listening and I'm swiping on.
Hey,
I'm
do you even know what shoes these are? Mm-hmm. And then Brandon looked at me and he said, yeah, I can't believe you're wearing those shoes. And then I had to work all day and I'm so tired. Now my feet hurt and I can't even believe it. What a day I've had today. Oh my God.
I already sent three other good morning texts. In that time that you expected me to read that fucking paragraph that I did not give a fuck about.
Nobody gives a fuck. Now let's try it again.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your day?
It was pretty good.
Wow. Okay. This girl's easy.
By the way, don't be negative. Men don't want a woman that's constantly complaining. Even if you had the worst day of your fucking life.
Just tell them you had a great day. Or you could be like, shitty day, it's whatever. And they're like, all right, look how easily she breezed past that.
Yes.
Damn. She's so carefree and easy. Like,
I don't even go there. My days are great. And you know why? Because your day will be great if you join my great day.
There's two ways to look at it. But regardless, we're keeping it short and sweet.
That's all
their brain could even comprehend.
Right.
Short and sweet. They don't really need. That's like when a girl's breaking up with a guy. He's breaking up with her and you send him this paragraph long. He is not reading that.
No, they don't read.
Stop sending paragraphs to men.
I've been with my husband for a very long time. He still don't read my shit.
All you have to do is say, okay, no problem. And then dip. And it'll take him a few days to realize, but he'll be back.
You have to think like a man.
The book did not turn into a movie for no reason.
Yeah.
These are literally the tricks of the trade. I don't understand.
And they're not
that
hard.
These girls give them everything. They're giving them everything. And I'm like, I have men that have been literally having conversations with themselves for 5 fucking years in my DMs, have not answered them. All I do is double tap like their text or their DM, and it just keeps them coming back. I have no interest in actually talking to them.
You also need to not be available all the time.
Never available.
Because, you know, the player...
Make them keep following you.
The player, a true player, is not available at your beck and whim. They're just not. You have to play the game to see them, right? You do the same fucking thing. Make him chase you. Make him want to see you. You're available all the time. It's not special when he gets to see you. Now, granted, I want to say this is... I'm talking about the very beginning of any... male, female.
Yeah, this is not like when you are full blown dating somebody. Correct. Games are over at that point. Yes, you guys need to be on the same playing field.
Is there temporary games?
It's a temporary game. You just need
get through.
To get through the beginning stages, because the beginning stages, he's texting everybody.
Yeah.
He's trying to fuck as many girls as possible. And if you're one of them, bonus. But he's not investing in you until he's like, damn, I love this girl, and decides that to himself when he tells you. And makes you his girlfriend. Like, things can change up a little bit. Like, games don't need to be played. But also, like, you don't give up completely. Because you do need to remain in control at some point. But just not... It's no longer a game at that point. It's like an understanding, a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But to get there, you have to play games.
Yeah, it's just... If you're not, you're losing.
That's what I'm saying.
So you're not even realizing you're playing and you're losing.
Like, I've seen these girls, like... literally telling this, like, guys, like, just please don't hurt me, blah blah blah, I've been hurt so many times. Like, why the fuck would you tell him that? Now he knows you're damaged goods and he's gonna fucking use and abuse you. Why would you tell him that? What you should be saying to him is, like, be smart, like, witty banter back and forth really grabs a guy, because
make him laugh, make him smile,
make
you're
him
chill.
Laugh
be
and
the
then be
cool
be
girl.
The
I
one
hate to
he's
say it,
scared
but do
of
it.
Be the one he's scared of. Be like, oh, I don't know, I really don't want anything serious right now because I just know how I am. What do you mean you know how you are? Now they're like, oh, fuck, I want to change her. Like,
curiosity.
What do you mean? What do you like? What are you into? Yeah. I got to figure this out because I don't really get it. Like, she's different than others and blah, blah, blah. And she doesn't, like, jump in all at once. It's a chance. It's a gamble. It's like a game for them that they get to play. And it's intriguing for them.
The thing is that all girls act the same. So...
Most girls.
Step yourself outside that box. You make yourself different. You make yourself stand out.
Yeah.
Because most girls are not players, but you can be a player too.
Yeah. Like, I have friends who literally send me conversations, like, screenshotted. And then they're like, what do I answer to this? And I'm reading it. And I'm like, you done already fucked up.
Cringing. Yeah.
What do you mean? I can't fix this.
I can't. Something
Why would you respond this to him when you could have just said... Oh, it's not a big deal. Blah, blah, blah. I find it really funny how about... No. Never say that. That's marriage talk. I find it funny how is only for marriage talk. When you already locked him in, that's when you can say shit like that. He doesn't want drama. The least amount of drama possible is what you're going to bring to the beginning stages of a relationship. Mm-hmm. Trick him. Trap him. Make him think you're so
fucking easy.
So fucking easy to get along with. Oh my God, this girl's so fucking easy to get along with. She's so chill. I don't even have to worry. Like, she's like one of the guys. Like, blah, blah. They love that shit. One of the guys is like one of the best compliments you could get, because the guy friends, like, if you're like a wingman as a girl, they're like, yo, bring that girl around because she'll bring her hot friends and blah, blah, blah. And like all of a sudden, like, his guy friends want you around too.
Yeah. You know what being a player for a girl is? You get along with his friends.
His friends.
Get
you
along
cause
with
no
them
drama.
Too well.
Yeah.
Get along with them too well.
Make them jealous of you and his relationship, because then they'll talk you up.
Yep.
Bro, don't fuck this up with her. She's cool as fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my favorite.
Yeah. And then now
and
you
I'm
have this.
And I'm just thinking the whole time, I don't even want to keep him. I didn't even plan on keeping him.
Now you have this relationship with his friends that just in case you dump him, you can fuck his friends.
I mean, that's a different way than I was thinking. But sure, Justice.
Because girls is players too.
I can't.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Lauren, we are sisters.
That's true.
And we host a celebrity-obsessed podcast called Pop Apologists.
We also love Taylor Swift. Chandler, how are you managing to cope while we await Taylor's new album?
Look, I want to be put into a medically induced coma and wake up on April 19th, but I'm not sure my insurance is going to cover it.
Join us on our pop culture podcast, Pop Apologists, where we will be dishing on all things celebrity news and deep diving every word and note of Taylor's new album.
Pop Apologists.
Pop Apologists.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
If anything,
she's taught us.
We, as women, I get it. Our brains are not like men's. We like somebody. We use our common sense. I like you. You like me. Why are we not just doing this? It should be easy. It's not. It's not.
See, the problem is I've been told by multiple men that I think like a guy.
That's not the problem. That's a good thing.
Well, that they're like, you make me nervous because you have more of a guy's mentality than a girl's mentality. And so I feel like you'll be able to cut your feelings off really quick, or you'll be able to play me, or you'll be able to blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So don't fuck with me then. And then they're like, no, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. And I'm like, okay, well, if you're scared, that's one thing. Like,
as Tracy said, the power lies in who cares less.
Mm-hmm.
It's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the male's mentality. They literally just don't care until you make them care. And right? So the whole point is you've got to make them care. Single ladies, listen to me. Men that are testing the waters, they're fucking you, they're fucking this guy, they're fucking that girl. They're heteroflexible. You know, you don't know what they're into. Okay?
That word has become a staple in this podcast now.
You know, you've got to make yourself stand out. And how do you do that? It's not spilling your life story.
Yeah, stop giving them too much information. Make them be like, she's a mystery. I can't figure her out.
Why do you need to spill your guts in the first couple of weeks of knowing somebody? They don't need to know about your past relationships. They don't need to know who you hate at work. They don't need to know, your medical information.
The less drama, the better. Yeah.
The less drama, the better. If you, part of like getting to know somebody, the beauty of that is it takes course over the long period of time. It's not supposed to happen in the first month. If the first month has gone by with a guy that you've been talking to and you have nothing else to talk about because you've said everything already, he knows your deepest, darkest secrets, that's a problem. And it's a turn off. It's a turn the fuck off.
I don't know. It's just like kind of exhausting because I'm watching these girls do it over and over. And I'm like, stop answering. Well, how would you answer it? I would tell you, but you already fucking sent the wrong thing.
You know what Tracy would do? She wouldn't answer.
I wouldn't
right
answer.
Away.
I'd make them fucking sit there and wait.
Yeah.
Or like I'd like guys are literally constantly being like, you can't just have conversations with me with you double tap liking things that I've said. And can you talk back with me? Like they trying to engage with me because I'm not giving them anything. And I know people are going to be like, oh, Tracy, you're single, so you don't know shit. No, bitch, I'm single because I don't fucking want to be with none of these losers.
I implore you.
And believe
you.
Me, I have guys that are literally begging to take me out. Begging. I've got marriage proposals. And I'm like, no. No.
If you're single and you don't want to be single and you've done everything up until this point the same way, you've acted the same, take a step back. Do it again. Try our way.
I just need you guys to start thinking, what would a guy do? And then doing that. Don't be like, oh, he's going to think I'm a bitch. No, he doesn't care enough to think you're, he doesn't know you well enough to think you're a bitch. And sometimes they're more intrigued because they're like, why is she not interested in me? Mm-hmm. Like, then you get in their psyche.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
I just feel like there's, it's always, always, people will be like, I just want a girl who doesn't play games. Okay, that's his way of manipulating you into being like, oh, I can trust him. He wants what I want. No, who the fuck he doesn't. He's trying to fuck you. He's trying to fuck you. And if something comes from that, okay. But up front, he's trying to fuck you. Guys are only attracted to girls based on how they look at in the beginning. When they get to know you, that either helps or hurts you. But in the beginning, all they're looking for is like, would I fuck her or not?
And by the way, like, sometimes it is the long haul. Like, it's not going to always be an overnight thing.
Yeah, it could take a few.
It could take a few.
Or sometimes it could happen, like, a connection could happen right away. But also, like, some guys that are, like, jumping into the relationship, those are fucking red flags, too. Because if they're, like...
Oh, my God, yeah.
They're like, oh, my God, I really like you, blah, 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 and trying to wife you up right away. It's like, slow down. No.
You know, the... When you're a lot of these guys you're meeting on the apps, at the bar, they're not looking for love. They're not looking for relationships. So if you've fallen for a guy that you want to get to be in a relationship with you, it ain't going to happen overnight. You got to put in the work. And the work is part of this game.
And what the work is, we don't mean is like telling him your life story and telling him everything about you and divulging all of this shit to him right away. Work is like making him work for it. Putting in the work to make him try.
In fact... I also implore you, don't fucking put out right away. If you're really into a guy, don't put out right away. Make him chase you just the littlest bit. Make him chase you for it.
It's interesting to me because I've had situations where like I was just looking for that, so I didn't want anything more. And after we hooked up, they were like trying to like date me. And I'm like, but I just wanted this to be what it was. Mm. And now you're trying to date me. And it's because I literally acted like I couldn't care less. You have to, the only reason you should really be sleeping with a guy on the first night is if you truly don't give a fuck if you're going to see him again. Like, you have to be mentally prepared to be like, this could be a one and done thing. Mm-hmm. And then when you go in with that mentality, like, he either responds to it. Some guys are at the age where their either maturity level is like, I appreciate a girl wanting what she wants and getting what she wants, and then that's it. And if it's really good sex, like, they're going to want to come back because it was good.
Yeah.
But there's also guys that are like, oh, I fucked her, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You're not going to want to date those guys anyway. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't fucking matter. Like, let them go. Throw the small fish back. Like, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes you just got to take the hit. Like, either you want what you want. Ladies have, we need to eat. You understand what I'm saying? Like, we got to eat too. So it's not just like guys getting what they want and we're like, oh, I hope he calls me. Like, bitch, don't fucking call him. Move on. And then if he calls you, let him fucking chase you.
You're dating the guy that's like the biggest player. Like, you're seeing, you know, you started talking to this guy.
He's a
fuck boy. He's a fuck boy, right? So like,
out fuck boy him.
The reason they call him a fuck boy is because he's fucking everything.
Yeah.
Everybody's giving it up like already. Sometimes to stand out, be the one that doesn't give it up. Flirt with his friends instead. Make him want you. Make him want to chase you. Play the stupid game. It's a game. You have to play it.
Just think like the dumbest things that you could possibly do. And then that's how a man's brain works.
Wow. That's exactly how they work.
It's like the most simplistic way of thinking. And if you could just get on that level, then you instantly gain control. And here. I know it seems like ridiculous, but control really is everything in the beginning of a talking stage.
Okay, how about this? Girls as players too? This is how a man thinks. I used to break up with my high school boyfriends on the weekends to hook up with my ex. Every man does that shit. They start a fight with you.
Just so they could go do whatever the fuck they want and not have to answer to you.
Yeah. Oh, it's fucking halfway to summer party at DJ's?
Oh, yeah. Look how that... Let's start a fight. Fuck you for leaving out the toothpaste.
Yeah. Let's start the stupidest fight.
Stupidest fight.
This girl thought like a dude. And look, she's happy about it.
Now, listen, we're also not condoning some of this behavior. We're not saying, like, cheat on your man. That's not what we're saying. We're saying these are the beginning of talking stages. You want the relationship. You want the end goal. You have to play the beginning of the talking stages. That's what we're saying. None of this is applying to, like, real lifelong relationships. We are not even discussing that right now. We're just talking about, like, the fuck girl status. And fuck girl status doesn't mean you have to fuck every guy also. Fuck girl status is a mentality. Mm-hmm. It's not a lifestyle. It's a mentality.
Oh, here we go. He's part fuck boy and thinks I'm loyal to him, but I'm talking to two other guys.
Until he wipes you up and says, you are my girlfriend, or introduces someone and says, this is my girlfriend. You are not his girlfriend. And he more than likely is talking to minimum two other girls. Yes. Yeah, so I can't read what those are saying. You need to bring them closer. Not all men. Got it. I can't.
Hold on. Guys, we have a special guest here today. You might have noticed that Alan is missing. And that's because it's girls' play is too. Alan can't be a part of the show.
So we have
Mrs. Batty Daddy.
Mrs. Batty Daddy.
But she's sick. She's a little under the weather. So she's being an angel and she's kind of just here silently listening in for when
probably
we need her.
Shaking her head and writing, not all men, because Alan is elite in the male category. But listen, this is the men that we deal with. Also, Alan's Southern. We're not speaking on Southern men. We're about them. We're speaking on the Northern men in our vicinity that we live in.
Rachel, can I ask you a really quick question? Who chased you when you and Alan Waters were dating?
A little bit of both, but mostly Alan.
Bullshit.
Oh, here we go.
Alan's still there.
Mostly Alan.
That's why this relationship works.
Because she gave a little. She gave like 30% and got back 70.
Rachel, how fast did you sleep with Alan?
Well, it depends on like when we met or when.
Yeah, when you met him. How long did it take?
Well, it took several months, but I was interested in someone else when we first met.
Well, right, because girls is players too. Because she said, fuck you, I'm going to go for your friend. And then made him chase her.
This is a sensitive topic.
This is the sweetest angel you've ever met. And still, she knows the game.
No, I didn't know that he liked me for several months.
Okay.
Wow.
Once he showed interest, how long did it take?
Not very long. What did you do?
We fucked up. I can't. That's so funny.
I feel like the relationships that work have to have started this way because the power has to lie a little bit with the women. It can't be just the man.
Yeah, no, you'll get beat out real quick.
Yeah.
If you give it to all the power to them. Yeah, I think like literally the second you stop giving a fuck and like the problem is a lot of girls now are waiting like to get married and have kids like pretty late in life, I feel, right? So as they're waiting and waiting and waiting and they're not finding people, they become more desperate to find someone and settle down. So they're allowing more shit to slide because they're like, I'm losing time.
Yeah.
So girls that like probably in their younger years or like early 30s or late 20s would not have taken as much shit as they're taking now because they're like, I'm not starting from scratch again. Mm-hmm. So they're putting up with shit and that's what needs to end. Mm-hmm. You need to make the boundaries, set the standards, like red flags and all that other shit. Like you need to, the non-negotiables.
Again, you need to stop being the mat that men walk on.
Yeah.
You know?
And in ways to do that is acting like the guy.
Yeah. Because men don't.
Doing what men do to
men
you
are
back
never
to them.
The rug. What's it called?
No, they're never the rug.
What is it called?
The doormat.
They're never the rug. Men are never the doormat.
They're never the doormat.
They're not. It's always us. It's always us. But girls are players too. You have it in you. You just have to project that mentality. You've got to own it. And like, again, you've been doing the same shit. You're in the same situation. You're always getting fucked on. Try fucking on them. It feels good. It's empowering. It feels good. And you play the dumb game. You play it and you play it right. Don't give up too much. Too quick.
I just feel like fake it till you make it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You don't have to really, like, confidence is really key. Like, you could be like, I just don't give a fuck because I know what I deserve. That confidence, like, even if you don't have it, tell yourself you do. Yeah. You'll stop settling for shit. And fuckboys, we need to stop allowing them to be fuckboys.
Mm-hmm.
It just has to happen. It has to happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, how about this? All right, so a couple more empowering things from the baddies out here, okay? Great tip. Date outside your city. Think like a guy. Date them all at once.
So here's the deal. If you're dating within your city, it's very hard to date more than one guy because a lot of times, like, it's going to overlap. If you date guys that are not from around here, you do better because they're not going to find out about each other. Mm-hmm. And we're not saying to play them out, but, like, until you guys find the one that you like, then commit to them and focus on them when they say, will you be my girlfriend? But also, like, what's weird to me is, like, when you're dating somebody and you break up with them, if you're in the same friend group with somebody, I think it's super frowned upon to date somebody within your friend group because you ruin the whole dynamic, right? But if you date outside, I always think, like, this whole, like, friends before you date, like, is dangerous. It's playing with fire. Date outside, like they said, outside of your city, because then you bring someone in, your friends can hate them when you guys break up. Otherwise, they're part of the group. Then it just makes shit weird.
It's so sick. Men don't have to think about any of this. They just carry
on. No, they do what the fuck they want. And that's why they have the power a lot of times, is because they just truly don't think like this. And they're like, oh, they're just living life. We need to think like this.
All right.
Because they need to outsmart them and outpower them.
Here's how we're ending the episode. He lied to his girlfriend saying I had cancer. And that's why we talked all the time. Hilarious. Hold on.
What?
He lied to his girlfriend saying I had cancer. And that's why we talked all the time. We were, quote unquote, good friends. I found out from my coworker, who's friends with his girlfriend. So I fucked his best friend and sent a picture of me sleeping and said, of him and me sleeping together and said, officially cancer free.
Oh my God.
Who the fuck says that? And also, like, why does that make it okay? Like, don't worry, boo. Like, she just has cancer.
Wait, who the fuck is this guy lying like that? That's wild.
Fucking wild.
And the girlfriend to be like, oh, okay, well, if she's sick.
Yeah, well, if she's got cancer and she That's won't be here a long time, I guess awful. You could talk to her. It's the fucking his friend sending a pic and said, officially cancer free.
Wow. I don't have words for that one. That one took me the fuck out. Holy shit. You guys... People are like, so oh, Tracy dumb. And Jessica say the most out-of-pocket shit. No. We've read some shit that we can't even repeat.
We've seen some shit. We've heard some shit. Yeah. Now so have you guys. Just remember, when you're out there and you're dating, girls as players too, that is your motto. Keep it in your fucking head. The next time he tries some shit.
Just out-fuckboy him.
Out-fuckboy him. You have the power. And it's temporary. It doesn't have to be there
it
forever.
It only is for the first beginning stages.
Just the beginning stages. Just like beginning. Rachel Waters did to Alan yeah, Waters.
She fuckboyed him.
Look how cute she is.
I know.
You agree with everything we're kind of saying here? Have you been listening?
She said
I will be honest. I've only been halfway listening.
Thank you. Thank you for the support.
You're very much like your husband.
Who also does not listen to us.
Who also mutes us and hates us.
I think you listened more than I was, but I was trying to edit some pictures. So,
but do you agree that, like,
in the beginning stages,
you have to play the game a little bit?
Yeah, you definitely do.
Fuck. Yeah. The problem here is that men just think they naturally are entitled to do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
And until they are shown otherwise, they're going to do whatever the fuck they want. Mm-hmm. So you need to gain control of that really fast. And like I said, like, I've had, like, a lot of offers, and it's like, I'm blown away by what these men say. And now me you're giving able them to, the bare minimum.
You're getting the offers, and now you're able to pick the one you want. And that's the problem. These girls that are not dating, you started the show talking about this. Like, until you're committed to just him, why are you stopping meeting people? Why are you stopped dating? You're dating. The guy is telling you, this is casual. It's not cue to stop talking to other men. Mm-hmm. Now what happens with you is you talk to numerous men. So then when you're like, okay, I want that one,
then they're at my disposal when I want them, because I've made them wait for me to be ready to choose them.
Just like Rachel.
And I don't give them enough attention where they think I'm waiting around for them. At the same time, when they hit me up, they're like, oh, are you still like blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't give them any information.
No.
So let them know nothing.
What we learned this episode is girls is.
Play is too.
And fuck his.
Dad.
See you next Tuesday.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
We're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.